AircheckDownloads.com.
The sound of West Yorkshire. West Yorkshire.
Together, we can make a difference.
Bob and Carol, good morning. Listening here in West Yorkshire as they write, with me on in the background wittering. I don't know if that's an enhancement to writing or not, but thank you. Twitter at BBC Leeds and at Radio Andrew E. If you'd like a early morning hello, near or far, do get in touch. Twitter at BBC Leeds and at Radio Andrew E. And WhatsApp us 08000 321 333. Again, starting the message with Leeds, telling us who you are and where you are. A lot of mention of the Rugby League World Cup starting today. And we will talk about that next on BBC Radio Leeds after music from Haircut 100. And looking forward to a chat with our special guest, Annika Prim, part of the BBC's commentary team, former Leeds Rhinos and England rugby league player. Fantastic day. I won't say anything cheesy like hope yours is, but I do hope it is. BBC Radio Leeds, Andrew, Saturday and Sunday, 6 until 10. Whoops, I think I did say it. It's the BBC in West Yorkshire. Hello. That good Haircut on 100 on BBC Radio Leeds, Saturday breakfast, Andrew till 10, 15th of October, first day of the Rugby League World Cup 2021. Yes, we know it's 2022. Things have been a little disrupted over the last few years, haven't they? England against Samoa is the opening game at Newcastle St James's Park, kickoff 2:30. We've already heard from Sandy, who's in Hipperholme, who's going to be there and has got a whole sack full of tickets for future games as well. West Yorkshire's involvement shared between two stadiums, Headingley and Elland Road. Headingley will host Australia, Fiji, Jamaica, Ireland and New Zealand Ireland from the group stage, while the first semi-final will be played at Elland Road. So four games in all, if I've got my maths right. Maybe a huge international tournament, but it can still make a real difference locally. Earlier this week, Ireland's World Cup squad visited Guiseley Rangers Juniors to help out with training, and BBC Radio Leeds Rugby League commentator James Dayton went along to meet them. Isn't that fabulous? You've got Guiseley Rangers Juniors shouting out Ireland, and that is, I think, part of the magic. When you've got a huge international competition happening, it just brings a little bit of magic. And the reason we've got the Ireland connection, as I mentioned, we've got Headingley hosting Australia, Fiji, Jamaica, Ireland and New Zealand, Ireland from the group stage of the Rugby League World Cup. So all starting today, absolutely delighted to have Annika Prim waiting to speak to us in Leeds of the Rhinos and of England and just for the next few minutes of BBC Radio Leeds. After, in fact, Panic at the Disco. Don't let the light go out. BBC Radio Leeds, Andrew, for a rather damp but increasingly blue-skied Saturday. It's BBC Radio Leeds. Lovely to have your company. You and me till 10, 15th of October. I love that. And what a great name for a band. Panic! Exclamation mark at the disco. BBC Radio Leeds, Andrew, for a Saturday morning. 13 minutes to 8. Hope you're well. Hope the week's been good. Started very wet. Seems to be improving. It's obviously got the weekend memo. And we're talking about the Rugby League World Cup. Day one of it today. Such excitement. We've just been with Guiseley Rangers with our Rugby League commentator, James Dayton. When you get big international teams in town, such a buzz. Just looked up at the telly. They're live at St James's Park where the first game is. And we thought, well, what a joy to celebrate the sport. Annika Prim is going to be part of the BBC's commentary team. In fact, a little bird tells me she's in line for a bit of an award for her broadcasting work. This is how she describes herself. Former Leeds Rhinos number 8 and England number 56 rugby league player. Currently trying my hand at rugby league punditry and co-commentaries and trying her hand at getting up early on a Saturday morning when she didn't need to. Bless you, Annika. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, very well indeed. I really do appreciate you speaking to us because it's been really nice that you could speak to us this morning. Bless you.
Thank you ever so much. It's been wicked. Thank you for having me on. And yeah, let's get excited and get ready.
Brilliant. Thank you, Annika. Annika Prim, isn't she brilliant? Part of the BBC's commentary team for the Rugby League World Cup, all getting underway today. Elland Road and Headingley amongst the venues. News at 8 from Viola Wills. No, not from Viola Wills. From Katie Hall. This is Viola Wills. It was going so well. This is Gonna Get Along Without You Now on BBC Radio Leeds. I think I'm Andrew. Good morning. It's the BBC in West Yorkshire. Oh, that's good, isn't it? Viola Wills. I'm going to get along without you now. Good morning. How's the week been? My name's Andrew. We're staggered to the weekend, 15th of October. Started very damp. It's been improving. We've got a bit of blue sky around West Yorkshire. Very nice to have your company. The weekend's part 1 and 2, 6 till 10. News with Katie at 8 next. Travel update, Laisterdyke. This has been with us for a little while now. We've got problems between Batty Street and New Lane in Laisterdyke because of an accident, and this is something I've said on so many weekends recently. There's a special timetable operating on Transpennine Express because of a shortage of train crews. Do check before you travel. We'll look at what is, well, it's going to be the subject of our big conversation this morning, a turbulent 24 hours, to say the least, for Liz Truss's government. So, updates on that. Plus, a bit of a wander around Light Night in Leeds as well, which I'm looking forward to. It's BBC Radio Leeds. Andrew for a Saturday. Hello.
From the BBC Sounds app. On your smart speaker.
Play BBC Radio Leeds.
And on your radio.
The sound of West Yorkshire is BBC Radio Leeds.
At 8 with the latest BBC News, I'm Katie Hall.
Aircheckdownloads.com.